Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how I hear Blue Monday. Got to work, flag or sleep on me.
This is Michael Savage with a special edition from Los Angeles, California, where the world is asking, why is President Obama silent while the Islamo-fascists known as ISIS cut the heads off 21 Christians in Egypt, in Libya? The world is asking. The President of France condemned it. The Prime Minister of England condemned it. The Chancellor of Germany condemned it, as they should. Not one word from Obama, not one word from Boehner, not one word from that slime bag, Dianne Feinstein. And by the way, you know, I am boiling. I got to tell you, I'm boiling. Do you remember what Feinstein did to our CIA a month ago? Do you remember what she did? She released a report saying they tortured poor, innocent Islamo-fascists. How dare they give them a waterboarding treatment? Where is that double-talking slime ball, Dianne Feinstein, today, while ISIS, the enemies of the entire world, are cutting people's heads off, raping women, selling children into slavery? Where is that double-talking phony today? And while you're at it, ask yourself, where are the rest of them in Congress? The useless criminals who are there only to lobby for money. Where are they while this is going on? We've got a lot to talk about today, and it's agitating to talk about it. But the big question is, you're watching masked individuals line people up with knives in their hand and cut their heads off. The response from the world should be a total response. It should be bomb them off the face of the earth, kill them, their wives, and their children. Blow them off the face of the earth. If you've studied terrorism from the beginning of time, there is only one thing a terrorist understands, which is greater terror. We have the weapons, but we don't have the will. We have the weapons and we have a jellyfish in the White House, or worse. I'll be benevolent today, and I'll say Obama's a jellyfish. I will not say he's fighting for the other side. We have a jellyfish, and that's why the world is sitting here trembling. I watched the history of various and sundry terrorist groups through history. Let's say the Mongols. The Mongols did a similar thing. They killed everyone in a town when they invaded it. They invaded a city and they killed everybody in the city. Every man, woman, and child was slaughtered, and the rivers ran red with blood. Or, in another case, when the Vikings raided England, they would slaughter wholesale villages, and they would steal and plunder. And the only thing that any of these terror groups ever understood was a greater terror than the terror they were inflicting on the people. So why are we not annihilating them? Jordan attacked when they killed one of their own. Egypt attacked with their F-16s after the Islamo-fascist ISIS cut the heads off 21 Christians. But where is the United States of America? Why is Obama silent? It's heartbreaking to even have to ask the question, is he a jellyfish or is it something much worse than that? Now, let me give you some of the details of the show today. The phone number is the same, 855-407-282. I'm in a hidden location in Los Angeles, California. I have not used this studio in a very long time. About 80% of it works correctly. 20% does not work correctly. But I can see you. I can see your calls are coming in. I don't know what you're saying. All I have is your name. Actually, your number is all I have. And when I call your number, will you give me your name, your station, and your topic? And so the main story to me is this heartbreaking story of the Islamo-fascists cutting the heads off 21 innocent Egyptian workers who were Christian in Libya. And Obama is silent. Not one word. Meanwhile, in Europe, the Islamo-fascists are on the move. They killed Jews over the weekend in Denmark. The Danish Jews are rightly frightened. Netanyahu said, "Welcome to Israel. It's the only place safe for you." And the Prime Minister of Denmark said, no, Jews belong in Denmark. Well, if the Jews belong in Denmark, why is the Danish Prime Minister probably a descendant of Vikings? Why is he unable to defend and protect his minority population? Why are they so soft and gentle with regard to the Muslim fascists? Why is it that Islamofascism seems to be treated with kid gloves? I'll let you figure this out. We're not far behind in America here with the massive immigration that Obama's planning for this country and the massive immigration he's already inflicted upon us. But the real question is, where are the Republicans? The answer is they don't exist. They're nothing but a lobbying group who came to Washington simply to advance the causes of the business people who put them in power, no different than the Democrats. The only difference between the Republicans and Democrats, so far as I can tell, is on minor points regarding taxation and regulation. Other than that, they're identical. 855-400-7282. Egypt says it bombed ISIS targets in Libya because the Islamofascists cut the heads off 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians. You want to comment on any of this? You want to comment on why Obama is silent on the beheading? Let me read you some of the comments that have appeared on the blogs on the Christian beheadings and the silence of Obama. I will begin with the first. This person wrote, Obama, you can condemn all you want and talk is cheap. It is no longer a secret, and the Europeans are saying that the Saudi late king specifically asked you not to annihilate ISIS and just keep them in check so ISIS can protect the Sunnis in Iraq and Syria. That comports with the politically correct bombing campaign you called for and explains the ongoing footsie playing you have been having with ISIS. The American people are bewildered, and they do not know what the late king asked you to do. You agreed to the late king's demands, but you could care less about the American person's frustration. Your European allies know that as well, and Erdogan is thumbing his nose at the world. Well, and on and on. Here's another one. According to Obama, since Christians had the Crusades, it's ISIS's turn now to do the killing. That is what I deduced from his high horse speech and his jellyfish approach to this problem. How dare they say this act of terror, with 21 heads being cut off? If Obama is worried about his legacy, he has none, except screwing up the United States and leaving up a screwed up world. I pray that we make it through the next 2 years and still remain the United States of America. Next. What does Obama and his idiot staff think they are dealing with? Who are they dealing with here? Calling acts despicable and condemning them might have worked with more civilized nations, such as Russia, during the Cold War. But they certainly won't work with barbarians named Muslim extremists. Only when Obama and all politicians realize that this is a religious war waged against anyone who isn't Muslim will appropriate actions be taken to stop IS and other radical factions. But Obama refuses to acknowledge this fact and refuses to understand that the only way to deal with barbarians is through overwhelming force, not political lectures. These people don't give a rat's behind about politics. They understand only two things: their radical Islamic views and overwhelming force that will remove them from the face of the earth, just as they are trying to remove Christians and other minorities in their community from the face of the earth. It's a very sad day, my friends, that we see the President of the United States silent at a time of the greatest atrocities I've seen in my lifetime. We heard so much about the horrors of the Ku Klux Klan, and horrors they were. And we all had such fear about white men in white robes. And there was one movie after another by Hollywood on the dangers of the Ku Klux Klan. We saw one movie after another produced by Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. And throw in Weinstein while you're at it. But Weinstein, Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg, have yet to produce one movie that I can tell which shows the Islamofascists for who they really are. The times, they certainly are a-changing, aren't they? But this is not the Hollywood of their fathers. This is the Hollywood of someone else. And I'll have some Hollywood stories for you as well when we get around to it about some observations I've made as I've been here over the last few days. We have time for one call right now and one open line at 855-407-282. Again, when I call your number, just give us your name, station, and topic. Line number two, go ahead, please. Name, station, topic.
Raphael, Staten Island, regarding Obama's request for Congress. He
Wait, hold on. What do you mean his request for Congress? He's silent as the Christians' heads are being cut off. That's the real issue.
This week to attack ISIS going through Congress for the first time.
Right.
Main target and Iran's main target, which they are both connected, is to take down Assad. And he wants the same chaos in Syria and in the region as they...
Look, Assad is a monster, but if Assad goes, what were happening in Libya is going to happen in Syria.
Yeah.
If they take Assad out, what has happened in Libya will happen in Syria.
Exactly.
And let me say something else while I'm at it. Saddam Hussein was a monster, but it took a monster to keep these scum-sucking vermin in place. Why do you think Saddam murdered and tortured? It's the only way he can control these vermin. Now let's go to Libya. Gaddafi was a monster, but he knew how to control those monsters. And now what, you're taking another one out? The only man who knows how to control them is a bigger monster than they are.
Yeah, and I'm embarrassed today, Michael, that Egypt took our front. It's up to the United States.
There is no United States anymore. The United States is gone. It's a fantasy. It's a fiction. Obama destroyed it. He busted our borders. He spit on our language. He stepped on our culture. And now we won't even defend the American people. Forget Obama. He's a lost cause. We had an election. We had an election in November, didn't we? Where the hell are those useless, gutless Republicans? That's what I want to know. Why are they not screaming from a rooftop? Why are they not holding a press conference? Two killed in shooting at cafe in a synagogue. Jews are being killed. Christians are being killed. And the Republicans are nowhere to be seen. Forget about Obama. Write him off. Write him off. He doesn't exist. But where are the Republicans? We elected them. We put those bums back in power. Where are they? That's the real question. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I want to make very clear that the Jewish community have been in this country for centuries. They belong in Denmark. They are part of the Danish community. And we wouldn't be the same without the Jewish community in Denmark. That this is not a conflict between Islam and the West.
What is it? It's clip two. Let's go to
this
that
is
one.
Not a conflict between Muslims and non-Muslims. This is a conflict between the core values of our society and violent extremists.
You see, here's the problem. There's the nutshell right there. That's the crux of the problem. The good liberal leaders of the West, who are worthless in the face of terror, are continuing to repeat the mantra that it's not about Muslims and non-Muslims. They're repeating the same mantra that you've heard from the news media, from Obama, from all of those who try to control our common sense and our survival values themselves. It's not about Muslims and non-Muslims. Instead, it's some kind of lecture about the core values of our society and violent extremists. Yes, but all the violent extremists who are cutting off heads happen to be Muslim. So therefore, there must be some element of Islam involved in it, would you not say? They say that their name is ISIS, the Islamic State of Syria and Iraq. If they say they're an Islamic State, who are you to tell them that they're not an Islamic State? What, you're afraid of care? Who are you afraid of now? Who are you afraid of to tell you the truth? They call themselves Muslims. They say they're ISIS, Islamic State. So why are you telling that they're not? Idiots! That's like saying this is not a conflict between Germans and, let us say, Poles when they invaded Poland. This is a conflict between the core values of our society and violent extremists without saying the word Nazi. If you're not going to define your enemy, you can't kill your enemy. But your enemy knows who you are, and your enemy will kill you as sure as I'm sitting here. Now they're boasting that they're going to head to Rome, that they'll take over Rome. And what are the Italians doing, playing foosball? The Italians are doing what? Seeing how good they look in a mirror? What are the Italian men doing, putting on jeans and looking at their behinds in a mirror? What kind of country is this? See, this is what happens when the West declines. You know, Otto Spengler wrote in the early 1900s, The Death of the West. And he predicted that as the West rose, it would eventually fall, because it would get fat and lazy in plain English, which it has. And he predicted that the Asians would rise. Little did he know he had it wrong. He had half the quotient correct. It's not the Asians who are threatening the world. It's not China threatening the world, is it? No, it's quite something different than that, is it not? The question is, how long can Obama get away with this without the American people rising up? Because the last poll I saw said that the number one item for most Americans who were polled, and this was by one of the mainstream middle-of-the-road liberal polls. I don't remember which one it was. I can't remember their name. They're all about the same to me. It's a blur. But 70% of Americans said the greatest threat to America is the Islamic extremist called ISIS. Every American knows that the danger we are all in, because just last week, or was it the week before, the head of our FBI said that ISIS has sympathizers in 49 states, all states except Alaska. That's a chilling statement. What's more chilling, though, is that why don't they round them up and arrest them preemptively? What, are they afraid of some lawyer from NYU? They're afraid of some bubbling psychotic on drugs at Columbia Law, Harvard Law? What kind of country is this that we let psychotic lawyers tell the FBI or the CIA how to run their lives? The answer is, this is the kind of country we are, because we let a bunch of psychotic, drug-addicted lawyers dictate to the FBI and the CIA how to run our lives. And we'll all get killed because of it. You know, these are very difficult times for all of us. And don't think it's easy for me to sit here and say these things. It's very difficult to say them, because the gut-honest truth of what I'm saying to you is so apparent that you're hearing it. You're hearing every note of my intonation here. And you know the danger we are in. You know it's only a matter of time until these vermin who were led into this country by, well, let's go back to Clinton with his open borders policy. These vermin are sitting here waiting to strike. They have weapons. They have bombs. Maybe the FBI is following them as they were the rats in Denmark. They let that rat out of jail 2 weeks before who killed the Jews. And they said he was a person of interest. Well, why not round up every person of interest and throw them into prison? What are you waiting for? For a bomb in your daughter's kindergarten class, you idiots, you?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The world is rocking from the cutting off of the heads of 21 innocent Coptic Christians in Egypt or Libya. It was in Libya, I believe. I don't know where it was, truthfully. They were Egyptian Coptic Christians who were working in Libya. These throwback vermin, for no reason, captured them and cut their heads off just to dare the world to do anything about it. And they didn't have to kill them, did they? So what was the political point of the Islamo-fascist cutting off the heads of these poor innocent workers? It was to terrorize the whole world and say, screw you, your bombing campaign means nothing. Tomorrow, it's Rome. We're on to Rome, we're on to Washington, we're on to Paris, we're on to every city in the world, because you're afraid of us. And what do we hear from Obama? Nothing. Instead, that spokesmouth, that lousy war criminal of his, the spokesmouth gets up there and says something about, I don't know what he said. It has to be solved politically? Maybe tomorrow Obama will address the nation and help we, the ignorant masses, understand just what Christians did to bring this about. And then while he's at it, he can tell the Jews what they did wrong to have justified being called, killed. See, Obama's doing just about as little as necessary to give the appearance that he's trying to beat ISIS. But in doing, he is nothing in reality. That's why they're getting stronger each day, each week, and each month. Not a word about the 21 innocent Christians having their heads cut off by John Kerry, by the Republicans. I guess these were just some violent extremists killing some folks who were working there in Libya. Just some folks on the beach they found. And then he has the nerve to send out that lying two-faced Goebbels of his, Josh Ernst, the new Goebbels, and say we need a political resolution? Did Obama call the 21 Christian families and offer condolences, as he did with the Carolina Muslim families killed over a parking space? I think not. So we're facing Hitler all over again, only this time he's more virulent. This is a more virulent form of Hitler, but you don't know that yet. And the only reason you don't know it yet is not because the individuals are any different than the Nazis, other than being more vicious. They just don't have any concentration camps for the Christians and Jews yet and the infidels. They have no air force yet, and they have no navy yet. But what if they get a navy? What if they capture a Western European nation and they inherit a navy and an air force and a nuclear arsenal? Tell me what you're going to do then. Maybe a lecture on global warming would solve the problem. Maybe Obama can tell us that global warming is the greatest threat to humanity. Maybe one of his useless idiot generals can get up with his smile and tell us that global warming is the greatest threat to the survival of the planet. So we have a very serious problem here. And I don't understand why the Republicans don't say anything. See, every time, if you look back, since Obama let us lose the ambassador to Libya, remember the word in Benghazi and this and the wonderful men trying to protect him that he let get killed, that Hillary called off the men on the way to protect them? And just his only response was closing our embassy. There's very little response here. This pathetic jellyfish of a president is permitting these Islamo-fascists to rage in their blitzkrieg. And so when you give the enemy 3 years in advance of knowledge that you're going to leave, why would you be surprised when the enemy comes out trained, motivated, and organized? And then you see this goofball taking selfies before a speech. What about Hillary Clinton? Why is she silent? Isn't Madam Clinton the one who wants to lead the free world? Why is she silent on this? Where is she? Well, I have the questions, but I don't have the answers. You have to ask yourself, why is the Western world permitting Jews to be attacked again in Europe? And then I'll ask you, do you fear that you're going to be seeing this level of violence in the United States in the near future? Think about that one. You know, it's funny, this is President's Day. What's ironic is I'll bet that 90% of the people who took the day off could not mention Washington or Lincoln. I'm pretty sure they don't even know who they are. I mean the native-born people of any race. I bet they don't even know who George Washington was or Abraham Lincoln was. All they know is it's a day off to go to the beach and get drunk. And speaking of the beach, as I say to you, I'm at a hidden location in Los Angeles, which I've come to very seldom over the last year. I used to come here quite often. Yesterday, I happened to go down to the beach, and I saw something very interesting and encouraging, frankly. I saw a beach filled with a tremendously multicultural mix of people. A lot of Hispanics, a lot of whites, a lot of Asians, a lot of black people. And I saw them playing with their children for a day at the beach. And I stood on the pier, and I looked down at the beach, and I watched fathers and the mothers playing with their children, children doing what they do, no matter what the race is, they dig in the sand. You put a child on a beach and give him a shovel, he'll dig, it doesn't matter who raised them. Just like you give a dog a bone, a dog will dig a hole for the bone. You know, there's certain instincts kids have. Boys like to chase, they like to hunt. No matter what the feminists who have destroyed America will say, the boy is a boy and the girl is a girl. And I watched the behavior, and I looked at the faces of some of the fathers. And you know, I got encouraged. Because all I could think of was, I said to myself, Michael, do you actually think these Hispanic guys would roll over to a bunch of Arabs telling them to become Muslims? Do you think that they'd be afraid of them? I said, no, they cut their throats and they chop them up in pieces on that beach rather than let them touch their wife or child. I said, do you think these Hispanic guys or black guys or these tough-looking white guys with tattoos are going to let them put their girlfriends in a burqa? I said, they'd cut their throats and slash their guts out if it came down to that. See, here's the problem that you don't understand. The real America hasn't been seen yet. These vermin, these throwbacks, think that America are the ad showing the weak white man that the vermin of Hollywood have created for the last 20 years. Every ad shows a weakling, a white weakling. He can't do anything without the woman telling him what to do. He cries over everything. All he wants is a pizza and a Toyota, whatever. That's what he thinks America is. The Islamo-fascist has not yet met the American man. When he does, he'll have his own throat cut. And let me tell you something. You're going to push this country to a point where they'll eventually we'll get a leader in this country. This is going to cause us. By the way, what is happening in front of your eyes right now is changing the whole shape of the 2016 election. I am telling you right now, Hillary Clinton is unelectable. I'll go on record right now. We know who she is. We know what she is. We know she's not capable of defending this country. We understand the corruption of her machine. And we understand her orientation is not sufficient to defend the American people. And all they want is somebody to come along to defend them, protect them, and unleash our military on these vermin. That's what they want. They want a man. They want a man to stand up and say, here's what we're going to do if I'm elected. We're going to eliminate them from the planet. We're going to use whatever it takes to wipe them off the planet. We will do what Truman did. You think Truman wanted to kill innocent Japanese men, women, and children? No, but he knew that he had to. It was that simple. He had to. If he did not drop those bombs, the first one on Hiroshima, because the Japanese military was not yielding. They did not want to give in. He did a calculation. I've read the estimates. 1 million American troops would have died taking the Japanese homeland to end World War II. So he dropped one in Hiroshima. The Japanese military would not yield. They were just as fanatic as ISIS, incidentally. Don't underestimate who the Japanese were or the Germans. But moreover, don't underestimate who the Americans were. They were more vicious than all of them, which is why you're able to listen to me on the radio. If we didn't have men with courage fighting for us and leading us in World War II, we wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be on the radio. There'd be no freedom of speech. There'd be no freedom of the press. And what little left there is not because of the liberals. It's in spite of the liberals, by the way. There's a lot going through my mind this weekend as I watch the killing of Jews and I watch the killing of innocent Christians. And I hear the silence. The roar of Obama's silence speaks volumes as to where his loyalties lie. That's my opinion. Because it's unheard of. It's unprecedented in American history that this would be going on and the president would be silent. It's astonishing to me. So I want to go back for a minute again to World War II. So Truman calculated that if he didn't drop another bomb on Japan and break the Japanese military, it would have taken 1 million men, a million American men would have died to subdue the homeland of Japan. So he dropped another one on Nagasaki. And we saw the horrors of that. Children, men, women, not killed but suffering for years from radiation poisoning. He didn't want to do that. But President Truman did that for the sake of the world and for the sake of this nation, but primarily for the sake of his own troops. He was a true commander-in-chief. That's what a commander-in-chief does. He puts the safety of his troops above those of the enemy. He doesn't say we're all equal. He doesn't figure out, I wonder how the Nazis will feel if we firebomb Dresden. Or he didn't worry about the little German girls who were set on fire in Dresden. He just burned the city to the ground. He didn't care about the artifacts of Dresden and the nice, enamelware that was being made in Dresden. He knew that it was also a city in which the Germans had placed factories that made weapons of war in between all of the porcelain factories. So he burnt it to the ground. And that's what he did with Berlin. That's what's necessary when it's war. They know it's war. The opposition knows it's war. They don't have an air force. They don't have a navy. What they have is pure terror. And so they take innocent people and they kill them in Egypt. And in Europe now they're on the rampage with automatic weapons while the French police are disarmed. Either they have no weapons or they have a pistol while the Islamo-fascists somehow have AK-47s hidden in their souks or wherever they're getting them from. Where are they hiding them? How are they getting them into these countries? What galls me is that I read that in Denmark, the guy, the vermin who shot up the synagogue and the cafe where there was a freedom of speech rally going on, was let out of jail only 2 weeks ago. And the Arab who did this was a person of interest, quote unquote, to the Danish police. But because of the same psychotic laws that were written by liberal lawyers in Denmark, they could not preemptively detain that piece of garbage and prevent this act from occurring. Now let's bring it all home. The FBI has their eyes on many of them here. They know who they are. At least they know many of them. They know who they are. They're called people of interest. But because of the girls running America, because the sorority that came out of these twisted universities in America where they think that the same rules apply, where all they got to do is scream for their feminist friends, And all of a sudden, the world jumps at their feet. Somehow, they think ISIS will be controlled if they get outraged enough. And they really, really, really feel that it's unfair for them to cut people's heads off and shoot people in a cafe. If they feel it really strongly enough, why, ISIS will become ashamed. And they, I don't know, it'll just stop. For example, listen to clip number 5 and you'll hear this useless idiot, Saki, about the acts in Europe. Listen to 5.
It's something that we don't talk about enough, the horrific atrocities that women and children are becoming victims of at the hands of ISIL. And this is really an untold story about what's happening in Syria, what's happening in Iraq, and something that we really all need to be talking about. It's something that we are very focused on here at the State Department. We have an international...
Shut up.
A whole office.
Shut up, you useless idiot. You're a war criminal. You're a war criminal, in my opinion. You're Goebbels. You're covering up for your boss, Kerry and Obama. Don't tell us you're talking about it. We don't need your talk, your stinking talk. What good is your stinking talk? What are you, in a coffee klatch, you idiots, you? Tell you, talking about it. We're all talking about it. That really puts the fear of God into ISIS. Really puts the fear of God into them. They're scared to death. Because the girls at the State Department are really upset about that. Oh, this condemnation by her will strike the fear of God in the hearts of ISIS. Way to go, Josh and Saki. Way to go. You're really scaring them to death. This is the Savage Nation. We have no open lines. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. You know, we keep hearing this has nothing to do with Islam and nothing to do with Muslims. Can anyone listening to this program tell me if your local mosque in your neighborhood in America has held a prayer vigil for the beheaded Christians? Has there been a mosque in America that's had candlelight vigils for these poor innocent Christians? If so, I'd like to hear about it on the Savage Nation. Reverend Franklin Graham said, imagine the outcry if 21 Muslims had been beheaded by Christians. The storm is coming. In case you haven't read about it because you're too stupid to read the real news, the Islamo-fascist vermin in the ISIS group cut the heads off 21 innocent Egyptian Christians over the weekend, and they propped the severed heads on the victims' backs. A slaughter that we have not seen in our lifetime. A slaughter that led Reverend Franklin Graham to ask, can you imagine the outcry if 21 Muslims have been beheaded by Christians? And then he asked, where is the universal condemnation by Muslim leaders around the world? The answer is nowhere. He said the militant Islamic terrorist group ISIS has released a video called A Message Signed with Blood to the Nation of the Cross, showing the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians who had been kidnapped in Libya. And then he asked, can you imagine the outcry if 21 Muslims have been beheaded by Christians? As we mourn with the families of those 21 martyrs, we'd better take this warning seriously, as these acts of terror will be only spread throughout Europe and the United States. If this concerns you like it does me, share this. The storm is coming. That's Reverend Franklin Graham, the only leader of the Christian world that I can tell you I have faith in. I have tremendous faith in this man. He's saying something. 21 men. Look at the picture of them. I know it wouldn't be published in the San Francisco Chronicle or the New York Times. They wouldn't show the poor men being forced to kneel before these vermin. You know, I think again about the Ku Klux Klan and how many times I've seen movies and films and stories produced by Hollywood with the white hoods and how frightening they were. Why are there no films being produced about these throwbacks and black hoods? Why is there no marshalling of the genius of Hollywood? Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Katzenberg, David Geffen. Where are they? Where are you, Geffen, Katzenberg, and Weinstein? You're some of the shrewdest men the world has ever seen. Where is the propaganda necessary to marshal the world before there are gas chambers cooking somewhere in the world? Where are you, Harvey? Where are you, David?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, like a slave on me.
This is Michael Savage with a special broadcast from a hidden location in Los Angeles, California. And the civilized world is reeling, not solely because 21 innocent Egyptian workers were lined up and had their heads cut off and then the decapitated heads put on their backs by these vermin called ISIS, but because of the silence of Barack Hussein Obama, the leader of France, leader of England, leader of Denmark. They've spoken out. But Obama says nothing. Why? The silence speaks volumes, does it not? Egypt bombed ISIS. America did nothing. The Pope said their blood confesses Christ. Reverend Graham said the storm is coming. Copenhagen is saying to the Jews, don't leave and don't go to Israel. Stay here, we need the Jews. Meanwhile, Jews are harassed all over Europe now as they were during the early days of Adolf Hitler. Only now Hitler is not speaking German, he's speaking Arabic. He is not writing German, he's writing Arabic. He is not marching to the Horst Wessel song. He is not reading Mein Kampf. No, they're reading another book. And yet we hear from the leaders of the West that this is not a conflict between Muslims and non-Muslims. This is a conflict between the values of our society and violent extremists. And they refuse to call them by their correct name. Muslims know who they are. But apparently the Prime Minister of Denmark doesn't know who they are. Apparently the President of the United States doesn't know who they are. The President of... Shall I go down the list? I haven't seen gravestones overturned, Jewish gravestones at that, hundreds of them in Germany, in my lifetime. Well, it just happened over the weekend. That was happening during the Hitler rise, during the late 30s, when the Nazis felt empowered. Their minions around the world were knocking over Jewish gravestones. They were attacking synagogues, spitting on Jews. And now it's happening again, only this time it's Arab Muslims all over the world. It's that simple. Who's doing it? Who's doing it? Hindus are doing it. Buddhists are doing it to Jews and Christians. Zoroastrians are doing it to Jews and Christians. Go stretch your imagination. Come up with which religion is doing it to Jews and Christians. Now they're saying we're going to conquer Rome. That's their statement. They're boasting. They're saying they're going to conquer Rome. And the Italians are shaking in their boots. The Italian men are playing foosball and looking at their bodies in the mirror. The Italian men are looking how beautiful they are, telling themselves they're Italian stallions, shaking in their boots, begging NATO to come save them. But Egypt bombed ISIS because of the Christian beheading. Reverend Graham said a storm is coming. It's coming to this country. And yet our president is absolutely silent. Has he given a speech yet about Lincoln and George Washington on President's Day? Where is he? Where is the jellyfish? All right, we have some no open lines, sorry. 855-400-7282, but there are no open lines. Please don't call until I announce it. When I call your number, please give us your name, your station, and your topic. Line number one, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Peter, BAP, Grapevine, Texas. Thank you for applying your brain power to something meaningful instead of something we don't need another of, which is a neocon lawyer. I'd like to give you a choice. I'd like to keep it going as an Armenian. I could talk about the Islamic terrorism, or I could change it to Ukraine.
Go ahead. Either one is fine. You know, this is not 20 questions. Just go ahead and talk.
Okay, I'll change the subject to Ukraine. I would like to say I worked with a Ukrainian this summer. When I asked him, I said, there was an election. And I said, how do you feel about that? He goes, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. I said, welcome to democracy, then you vote, they hold their feet to the fire and vote them out.
Let's stop going in circles about the election. The election in Ukraine elected a duly elected leader, did it not?
It did.
And he was driven out by who? Who drove him out of the country into Russia?
McCain,
the war criminal, went there and stirred up the neo-fascist party in the Ukraine, and they drove a duly elected president out of Ukraine.
Exactly.
All right, so that's all. Move on. Ukraine isn't my problem. Ukrainians don't threaten America. Russians don't threaten America. There's only one group on the planet that threatens the whole world. Only one. And their fellow travelers are here in every state except Alaska, according to the FBI. They must be on watch lists. They must be watching them. They can't only be watching returning war veterans, people against abortion. I'm sure there's someone else that hasn't been put on the list because of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Those rat vermin in the Southern Poverty Law Center tell the FBI who should be an extremist. You hear this? The Southern Poverty Law Center should be on the extremist list. They're worse than the Ku Klux Klan. They're one of the reasons the FBI is crippled, because of the rats at the Southern Poverty Law Center having the audacity to put people like Ben Carson on their list. Not saying one word about the Islamo-fascists in this country. The enemy within has destroyed America's ability to even know who the enemy is. Line number 5, next up, go ahead, please.
JP, calling from 77 WABC in Rockland County, New York.
Yes, sir, topic.
I want to speak with you today about how you've been talking about the Vikings for the last week or so, and today I heard you make a comparison, calling them terrorists, as well as with ISIS and the Mongols, and the one big difference was that the Vikings, when they went out, weren't going out for an ideology or anything like that. They weren't going out there for conquest of land or whatever.
Well, I know they were going out for plunder, but they also did a little bit of killing along the way, didn't they?
Well, they did. I mean, you know, there are a few parallels in there, but a good part of that was them going out to try to get goods to bring back.
So it wasn't goods. They weren't goods. They weren't going out shopping for bags of wheat. They raided churches. They killed the monks. They threw some monks in the ocean. They took some monks back as slaves. And then they cut out the precious stones and the metal. They took the metal, the gold, silver, and the sapphires, whatever, and they stole them. I mean, but they did a lot of killing along the way. They did raping, etc. They weren't, exactly a pacifist army.
No, you're right about that, sir. You're very right about that. But, you know, they still were...
What I'm trying to say is there have been parallels in history, and the only thing that stops marauding armies is a bigger marauding army.
You are very correct, sir.
That's the whole point. It's not to make you wrong and me right. I'm reminded of a speech, by the way, that I've been meaning to tell you about since the show started. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a Democrat, obviously, and a liberal Democrat at that, and apparently, allegedly, one of Obama's mentors, gave a speech before he declared war on Germany, I believe, where he said, "I am a pacifist." If you can get the actual speech, FDR said, "I am a pacifist. But at a certain point in time, even a pacifist must go to war to defend the values of the nation. And therefore, today, I'm declaring war against Germany." It was something along those lines. I thought it was the most remarkable speech I had heard in a long time. I just heard it last week on the History Channel, I think. And you could say Obama's a pacifist, as liberals are pacifists. Fine. Well, I could tell you that I'm a pacifist conservative. But does that mean if a man is banging the door down of your house, you don't get out your shotgun and kill him the minute he pokes his ugly head through the door? I mean, what would you do in that case? Well, they're banging on our door right now. Only many of them are already in the door. Okay, the barbarians are through the gates because of liberalism. The barbarians are in every state of this nation except Alaska. How did the barbarians get here? Who let them in? I didn't. Those of us who've argued for borders, language, and culture certainly didn't want the barbarians admitted to the country. We've been warning you about it for 20 years. But you idiotic liberals said, "Oh, you know, we don't need borders. You know, we're citizens of the world. We're like Woody Allen. We're just as comfortable in Paris as we are in New York. You know, we've given up that old idea of a nation. You know, We're multiculturalists. We're sophisticates, you know. Why we fly around to London, New York, Los Angeles. We're at home everywhere. We're cosmopolitans. We're cosmopolitans. We don't need that nasty cracker nation called America. That's the Woody Allen view of the world. Well, my friends, the times, they are a-changing. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I believe that Obama's silence, while ISIS is cutting off the heads of innocent Christians, is going to have a deep effect on how you vote in 2016. Actually, it's in 2015, I suppose. It's going to have a very deep effect. Oh, no, it's the elections in 2016. And it's Hillary is not going to win. She's not strong enough to defend America. We know who she is. We know she let Benghazi happen. We know that because she weakened Libya. Remember what she said, we came, we saw, he died. Remember that famous soundbite of Hillary Clinton? Gaddafi warned us that if we killed him, Libya would descend into chaos and become another lawless state, just like Somalia. Well, it happened. And who did it? It was Obama's foreign policy of the Arab Spring, as enacted by his henchman, Hillary Clinton. And she boasted about it when they killed Gaddafi. She laughed. She said, we came, we saw, he died. She's finished. But there's a caveat to that. That's if, and it's a big if, any of the Republicans have the guts to run that clip or the guts to call her out on that and to challenge her on her failures as a Secretary of State and make her explain how she permitted the Arab Spring to morph into this nightmare called ISIS. That's a big if, isn't it? Which one of the Republicans is liable to do that? Who? Howdy Doody is going to do it? Who's going to do it? They're all being advised by the same Schmendricks who advised Bob Dole, as far as I could tell. It comes from the same slice as the Bob Dole school of Republicanism. Line 6, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
My name is Anonymous. I'm calling from WMAL, and I'm listening in D.C., and never a truer statement have you ever told, Dr. Savage, than the American male is out here and waiting. We are white, we are black, we are gay and we are straight, we are Christian and we are Muslim. And when ISIS makes their first move, we are coming and we are bringing hell with us. You better be prepared. Peaceful Muslims, abandon your mosques upon sharing any mosque that might house somebody who commits such atrocities.
Abandoned. I think you've said all you need to say, because there will be anarchy in this country if they strike in this country again, and this double talking, phony, spineless jellyfish does nothing. The people will defend themselves. You see, there's a big difference between the Islamo-fascist striking against people in Europe and America. You know what that big difference is? You know what it is, right? Man hung up. One big difference. Guns. G-U-N-S. Guns. Europeans have been disarmed a long time. They're not even allowed to own shotguns in most countries because the liberal women are afraid of them. And, you know, guns kill. That's why they can't have any guns. So where do the Islamo-fascists get their Kalashnikovs from if guns are illegal? Gee, he couldn't figure that out? That if you disarm the ordinary citizen and these evil men arrive on your shores and they smuggle weapons in, they'll use them against the men who are disarmed. You haven't been able to put that together because you went to Harvard. You were raised on drugs and liberalism. So your brain doesn't function. So there's a big difference between Americans and Europeans. And that is guns. That is the Second Amendment. And that is why I predict that before this despotic individual in the White House gets through squeezing every last drop of change he can out of America, he will go for your guns. I made that prediction last week, and I stick by it. That's one of his punch list points. He hasn't gotten to it yet. Oh, he's covered almost everything else. He's got a 90 on the scorecard of destroying America. But he's got 10 points to go yet. And the big one is guns. Remember they used to say that guns, God, and gays were the three issues that animated the Republicans and they wouldn't touch them? Well, the gay issue is finished. That's done. He's finished that one. God? Is God alive in America? When have you last seen Obama marching with the Bible to a church with his family? Are you kidding me? He killed God. So he has one thing left to do yet, and that's take out the Second Amendment and go after the guns. That's my prediction. You say, well, I'm crazy? He's already started it over the weekend. They've denoted a certain type of ammunition is going to be limited in America over the weekend. While you were partying on, they decided to go after the bullets that are useful in weapons like the AR-15, limiting the manufacture of them, using the anti-Americans at the so-called Justice Department to declare that kind of ammunition off limits. That's right. I predicted it. I am Michael Savage. I pretty much see as clearly as anyone in the media, maybe more clearly. On clear days, I can see to heaven itself. And I can see what's coming, and sometimes I tell you what I see coming, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I keep it back because the view and the vision from here is not easy to look at on a regular basis. But when I saw these poor men lined up, you haven't seen the picture yet, huh? Hasn't made it to the Chronicle. They're busy telling you which restaurant to go to in San Francisco or what's really, I don't know, what are they telling you about in San Francisco? The 50 hippest people in the Bay Area? Take a look at the poor men lined up on their knees in red jumpsuits, and take a look at the black fascists' uniforms, the black Islamo-fascist cloaks on the Arabs standing behind them. They're standing there with knives over these men's heads. The world should be screaming today. There should be blood in the streets. There should be... I want to hear the buzzing of the B-1s, the B-2s. I want to hear them at 3 o'clock in the morning from every Air Force base in America. I want them on a bombing run. I want them on a bombing run. I want these men killed, their wives and children killed. I want their villages wiped off the planet. But you're not going to see that. Obama's already said through his spokesmouth, Goebbels Ernst, that he wants a political solution.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage. So as ISIS conducts its blitzkrieg across the Europe and the Middle East, Europe and Middle East, and plants their secret agents here in America in all 49 of our 50 states, according to the FBI. How's the U.S. Army doing? Are they building up the Army's ability to fight them? Are they training them who the Islamo-fascists are? Are they showing them pictures of them? No. Army eases policy on transgender soldiers. See, this is the new Army under Obama. It's a more inclusive Army. And isn't America better for it? I mean, you have to ask yourself, isn't that one of our core values, to be an inclusive society? After all, look how well multiculturalism has worked out for this country. Isn't it great that these Islamo-fascists were let into the country under the guise of multiculturalism and inclusion? Well, now you have to understand that when you ease a policy on transgender soldiers in the Army, it's a more inclusive military. But it doesn't mean it's a better military or a more vigorous military. Excuse me, it doesn't mean it's a military that can fight better. But that's not important to Obama. The jellyfish doesn't want an army that can fight better. The jellyfish wants an army that's more inclusive. The jellyfish wants an army that is more friendly to gays, lesbians, and transgenders. The Army memo is the latest move toward changing the Pentagon's policy toward transgender troops. Last week, the Army for the first time agreed to allow hormone treatment for Chelsea Manning, a transgender soldier convicted of divulging national security secrets to WikiLeaks. You hear this? Now listen to, here's the kicker. Air Force Secretary Deborah James, said the ban on transgender troops should be lifted. Look who's talking. Air Force Secretary Deborah James, so far as I know, never flew a single-engine Piper Cub. But the jellyfish made it the Secretary of the Air Force. Now you wonder why the Air Force is not bombing ISIS. They're busy taking sensitivity training. The pilots are in sensitivity training instead of advanced bomber training. Line number one, you're on the Savage Nation. Give us your...
Yes, Richard from the Bronx, New York, WABC. And my topic is Obama, what is going on in the Middle East is not even paramount on his mind. He has two things on his agenda, and the first is taking place now with this illegal immigration to turn this into a source.
All right, we got you. You heard all of this from the other talk shows. Thanks for listening. Look, it's an open mic thing. It's unprotected talk. It doesn't mean he's a bad guy, but to just repeat what you hear 30 times a day on radio is not going to be for good conversation. So forgive me if I hang up on you. My job is to be the listener driving around in this busy nation. And they hear something they heard before, they're going to turn my show off. I can't afford that. So we'll shoot for another caller right now. Line number 7. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, this is Lee from WJR out of Detroit. My question is kind of two-part. One is, what do you think the breaking point's going to finally be for Americans to stand up or for Obama to finally do destroy America? And my other question is kind of more important is, I'm not familiar with history as well as I should be, and I value your opinion. Why the Jews? Why was the persecution of the Jews such a big issue in German and times and now? I don't understand what the background of that part is.
Well, it's not that ISIS is persecuting Jews. They're killing Jews. And they're killing Christians, for example, as we saw by the beheading. The Islamo state, the Islamo-fascist state called ISIS, also kills Muslims who are not living in the ninth century with them. But now they're going after the Christians and the Jews because they're easier targets. So it's not so much that they're persecuting Jews as much as just trying to kill them and drive them out of Europe.
So why the Jews? Just like the Germans, why the Jews?
Well, you can't compare ISIS's hatred for the Jews the same as the Nazis. It's two different societies, two different cultures, two different backgrounds. I wouldn't lump them together. In the case of ISIS, it's fundamentally in their holy book. I know people don't want to hear that, but their holy book has a contempt for all other religions, especially Christians and Jews. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's because your local newspaper will tell you that there is no holy book, right? Your local newspaper will tell you that they're just bad men who are not really religious. Isn't that what you sort of think?
Well, I tend not to watch too much news.
All right, so when I say ISIS to you, do you automatically understand that ISIS is an acronym for the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria? Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. But the first word is Islamic, isn't it? So therefore they're Muslims. I mean, isn't that what, that's common sense.
Absolutely.
All right, so they interpret their Bible, the Quran, from the fundamentalist viewpoint, going back to the 9th or 7th or 8th century, in which it said, conquer all, convert everyone to Islam, period. It says it in there. I didn't make it up, just for shock value.
Like I said,
Well, there's your answer, that's all, in a short version. And if anything I said is incorrect, I'd like someone to correct me. That's all. There's an open line at 855-407-2822. You can correct me and tell me I'm wrong and where I'm wrong. Now, here is the White House Chief of Staff, Dennis McDonough, saying Obama takes the ISIS threat very seriously in clip 4, but we're asking how come he doesn't say anything about it. Why does he use a spokesmouth like him? Listen to 4.
He takes this very, very seriously. We've now flown conducted more than 2,400 strikes against ISIL targets in Iraq and in Syria.
That's not enough.
Those strikes are having a very dramatic impact. We've seen ISIS's progress blunted in Iraq. We're making good progress in Syria. But I don't want to overstate it, because this is going to be something that will take some time. But that's precisely why it's so important for Congress to be heard on this question. They need to take
a
position.
All right, turn it off. Now he's turning it back to Congress now. So we conducted 2,400 strikes. Great. And have you stopped him? No. Maybe you should have conducted 2,500 or 24,000 strikes. Maybe you conduct strikes around the clock, night bombing, day bombing. You cut off their supply lines, you cut off their food, you cut off their water, you cut off the electricity. I haven't heard that. Why haven't they struck their convoys? Why haven't they stricken the food that comes in there? What do you mean 2,400 strikes? It sounds like a lot, but it's nothing, because it didn't work. Probably should have been 24,000 strikes against ISIL targets in Iraq and Syria. They're not having a dramatic impact. They just cut off the heads of 21 Christians. What kind of dramatic effect have you had? Line number 7, go ahead, please. You're up in the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hi, this is Bill calling from New York, listening to WABC. I just wanted to bring up another point, Dr. Savage, and that is that the network news and the printed news, they refuse to show us the pictures of what, you know, ISIS is actually doing.
So you have not seen the poor Christian men on their knees with the black-clad Islamo-fascists standing over them with knives over their heads? You haven't seen that?
I've seen that, but I
Where have you last seen that picture? Tell me where.
Well, I saw it on the internet on Drudge. I saw that.
Right. Right now it's on the top of the Drudge Report. Matt Drudge put it on the top of Drudge Report for the world to see. So everyone in politics has seen that picture. But the dumb American has not seen the picture. The dumb American doesn't know what's going on, does he?
Right, because the news is being censored. They always tell us, if I'm talking about ABC, CBS, NBC.
Right, you're talking about the Williams job, the Brian Williams of the world, the pretty boys, in other words.
Exactly.
The guys who look at themselves in the mirror and think they're gorgeous and they love to listen to their own voice. Those propagandists on the networks, I get it.
Dr. Savage, when Daniel Pearl was beheaded...
Oh, don't bring it up. I played... Do you remember what I did when Daniel Pearl was had his head cut off? I played the screams. Do you remember it?
I can't say I remember it on your show.
I played the sound of Daniel Pearl's blood-curdling screams as these vermin's brothers and cousins were cutting his head off. And people criticized me. I almost lost my radio job for it. They said you went over the limits. You shouldn't have let the people hear what they're doing.
See it for myself on the internet. I found a little site that still had it because most of the big sites had scrubbed the video. And I saw him say, "I was a Jew. I am a Jew. My mother is a Jew." And then I saw what they were doing, and it wasn't a pretty sight. It was like a horrible sight. At that point, I realized what exactly this was. But if everybody could actually see what was going on.
No, why don't you tell Spielberg and Katzenberg and Geffen and Weinstein to run it in one of their movies? Put together a movie about the danger of Islamofascism. Maybe Geffen can get off his yacht and publish a book on it. Thanks for the call. Maybe Katzenberg can stop giving himself awards for 10 minutes and direct a movie along with Spielberg and have Weinstein do one. They're very smart. They should know what's coming if they don't join the effort to defend America. They're very brilliant propagandists. Look what they've done to the country so far. Look what they've done. You know what's ironic here is here's Harvey Weinstein, who is of Jewish heritage, I believe, as is Katzenberg, I believe, as is Spielberg, I believe, as is Geffen, I believe. How come they're not sounding the alarm? Why are they silent? Tell me why. Harvey Weinstein, one of the most powerful men in Hollywood, a good friend of Barack Obama, had the nerve about 6 months ago to say the following. Harvey Weinstein said, "I'll show the NRA who the boss is. I'm going to make a movie. I'll undermine what the NRA did. I'll get those guns out of the hands of those crackers." I'm paraphrasing now. "I'll show them who the real power is in the country." You would think Harvey Weinstein would know better. You would think Harvey Weinstein would know that the NRA is his best friend. You would think Harvey Weinstein would know that the gun owners of America are his best friend. You'd think Harvey Weinstein would know that men with guns in America are the greatest, greatest challenge for ISIS, which is why they're not striking so rapidly here. But I don't understand the mind of the Hollywood liberal. I don't get it. To me, liberalism is a mental disorder. You know, it's funny. I wasn't going to mention it. A friend of mine invited me to an event last night in the Grumman Chinese Theater, and I was going to go. We had 4 tickets. We were at the beach all day in a house. And then it was a beautiful night, and it was celebrating Italian culture, and there was going to be singing and music. And then I found out that Harvey Weinstein was being given an award. And someone in my group said, "You're going to go to an event where the devil is present? You're going to go to an event where the devil is getting an award?" I said, "No, we're not going." That was it. It was that simple. "No, I'm not going to go see him glorify himself." "No, I didn't want to go. No." Then we were at dinner the other night. One of the pasta joints, you know, in Beverly Hills, in the row there. You can't get in. They charge a fortune for a bowl of spaghetti. You never heard my thing when pasta was spaghetti, have you? Maybe we'll get it for you in the next hour. Robert can get it ready. So we were a table of 6 people. And we were loud. We were talking about a lot of different things. And next to us, it was Valentine's Day night. At first, it was a poor couple, a really typical Hollywood couple. She was as skinny as a rail, with bleached, like not red hair, but like orange hair, like almost Halloween hair. And he was a guy, very dapper, with a full of tattoos. There was some kind of, you know, kind of Hollywood-esque couple. So I know they were getting very nervous by our conversation. It was about Islam, Muslims, killing, murder, why the president's doing nothing. Now, this is in the heart of the monster. And then it turned to guns. And one of the people at our table was a young girl who grew up on a ranch out west. Quiet person. And we had her tell the story of when she shot a coyote who was threatening one of her dogs. And you should see the faces on these liberals. This little blonde girl. And she said quietly, she said, well, when I saw that coyote threatening my dog, she said, I went and got the rifle in our house. And she said, I just blew him right out of hell. I just killed him. You should see them. You should have seen the faces at the table adjacent to us. Well, soon they got up and they left kind of nervously and straightened themselves up and left looking askance. They're kind of afraid of the table. The next couple that sat down were right out of New York City, right out of the world of the seltzer bottle. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Attention potheads, a new study shows that strong marijuana causes 1 in 4 cases of psychosis, and users are 3 times more likely to have an episode than those who have never tried it. Scientists at King's College London say youngsters must be told of the risks of marijuana. There should be much tougher stance on cannabis users. You don't know that. Now, you see what you have here is not only a clash of religions, but a clash of civilizations. Think about this carefully and see how the, you know, there's a saying, nature abhors a vacuum. So the West, which was once a very religious place, look at all the churches around this country that are empty. They used as alcohol and drug rehabilitation centers more than they are to worship the Christian religion. Look at all the churches around the country. Look what their main business is today. Drug and alcohol rehabilitation and servicing illegal aliens for federal dollars. That's what the churches have become largely. Now, you've got a hollowing out of the churches. You've got a hollowing out of religion in the country. You've got an increased use of drugs, a more or less quasi-legalization of marijuana by the Obama administration and by the media, which tells the children that it's good for them. The other side, you have the Islamo-fascists who have taken Islam backwards 1,000 years. This is not the Islam of the 1900s even. This is Islam of the 800s. They have a fundamentalist view that goes back 1,000 years. Devoutly crazy about the teachings of their Bible. But I've given you the history of Islam before, a thumbnail sketch, and I showed you that the same thing happened in the beginning of the religion. It went on for 200-300 years like that, and then eventually the religion modified itself and became much more mainstream, and there was great interactions between Muslims and Christians and Jews. The madness stopped. But now the madness is on a rebound, like we've never seen in our lifetime. Some trace it to the Salafists. Some trace it to the Wahhabi sect of Islam that comes out of Saudi Arabia, by the way. What's relevant here, though, is that you have a clash of civilizations. Follow what I just said to you. You've got them, fundamentalists in Islam. I don't know whether they use drugs or not. It's hard to say. I know that if you look into the derivation of the word hashish, for example, it derives from the Arabic for assassin. I know they didn't teach you that at Harvard, but one of the reasons it is derived from the word assassin is because Arab assassins smoked hashish before going out on killing sprees. It creates a murderous tendency in people. And you should understand the murderous tendencies that marijuana is able to induce in people as well. Forget the popular movies, where every other scene is someone with a joint in their mouth. That you can thank Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg for. But the reality is, 1 in 4 cases of psychosis are related to the use of marijuana. Didn't know that either, huh? Didn't.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, like a slave on me. Here come Tuesday.
Not the good liberals. They don't have to work like a slave all day. They party on. For example, today is President's Day, and I think Obama takes it literally. It means he has another day off. Because as the world is reeling from the beheading, I hate to even use the word beheading like it's like a fashion statement. 21 poor Egyptian laborers were lined up and their heads cut off, and then the heads were put on the backs by smirking Islamo-fascists, and Obama's silent. Other world leaders have spoken out. Egypt bombed some ISIS sites, but America did nothing. Why? Why? Last week at the Obama prayer breakfast speech, we were shocked when he talked about the Crusades as if to say, well, the Christians did this in the Crusade during the Crusade, so now it's the Muslims' turn. Why did he use that opportunity to bash Christianity in our nation? Well, I quoted Cicero about the enemy within. I think you've heard that. And, you know, if you think that what you're seeing is bad, you're right, but it's not as bad as what's coming. We learned last night that they have a certain number of other individuals, not Christians this time, but Kurds in cages, on wheels, in trucks, and they're wheeling them through the towns filled with screaming Muslims. I know they're not Muslim. I guess they are. It's hard to say what they are, but I think they think they're Muslims, but since the State Department says they're not, I guess I can't say they are. And these poor innocent people were captured by ISIS as they invaded a Syrian border town, and they're going to pour gasoline on them and set them on fire for the world to see how they interpret their religion. And yet Obama's spokesmouth, Dennis McDonough, says that we've now conducted 2,400 strikes against ISIL. Well, I would say that's not enough. If you conducted 2,400, maybe it should have been 2,500, because you haven't done anything. If they're still able to capture people and set them on fire or cut their heads off, maybe it should have been 2,500, or maybe 24,000, or maybe you should have unleashed bunker-busting bombs on them and their wives and children and wiped out their villages from where they come. Or maybe you could have used our bombers to take out their water supplies or their food supplies. Maybe you could have done that. What do you mean 2,500 strikes? What do you like, Bill Clinton firing missiles into the sand, into a pharmaceutical plant? What have you actually hit with the 2,400 strikes if they're able to do this with impunity? What do you mean they're on the run? Last week I heard they're on the run. We're not on the run. They're on the run killing Christians. In Europe, they're killing Jews. So that's the world we're living in. The vicious academic pedantic cadre running America is killing all of us. The vicious academic pedantics running America are going to get us all killed. That's what's going on. So there's a religious war that's been ignited, whether or not you want to accept it. It's a clash of civilizations, whether or not you want to accept it. And last week, when Obama finally spoke on the issue, he talked about measles instead of about ISIS. And the average person is the good German. The average person today is the good German. If you stop the average man in the street, a woman, and you said, how do you feel, put a microphone there, how do you feel about the Islamo-fascists cutting off the heads of 21 Christians? They'll say, what are you talking about? What are you, a right-wing nut? They wouldn't even know what happened because the newspapers are part of the conspiracy. Then last week I talked about the fall of America. I talked about the Viking invasions of England. And I was trying to inspire you to take back America. Instead, we hear about everything but this. Obama uses the word folks when talking about people he doesn't like. Right? Never mentions the word Muslim when there's a terrorism act involved. Anyway, more to that story later on in the Savage Nation. Right now, we're open for business. And we're asking ourselves, where is the president? His silence is deafening. Why is he silent on this beheading of these decapitations of these Christians? Why is he silent on the killing of Jews over the weekend in Denmark? Why? Why? His silence speaks volumes. That's all. Put two and two together. You'll come up with five. Because the men, the vaudevillians at ABC, CBS, NBC, and the other networks, the vaudevillians won't tell you what's going on. I'm not going to call them vermin anymore because I realize it's an incendiary word. I'm going to call them solenterates. The reason I call them vermin is because you understand what that means. It's a bug, a useless bug. But many of you find offense at it because it has connotations that are rather negative. So I'm not going to call the people in the news media vermin anymore. I'm going to call them solenterates because that's a worm. A solenterate is a worm, an animal without a backbone, to be more specific. And it seems to me the solenterates are running America. They only have a backbone for attacking Christians and conservatives. Line number six, go ahead, please. State your name, your topic, and your station. You're on the Savage Nation, line six.
Michael, it's Ralph from Manhattan, WABC. I will tell you, Michael, now that I'll tell you why Weinstein and Spielberg don't make those movies. They don't, they won't, they never will. They have to attend those dinner parties. They have to go and meet their jellyfish friends, and they can't face them if they call the Islamic terrorists exactly what they are, terrorists.
But Obama was in San Francisco on Friday at $1,000 or $10,000 plate dinner. You know, he's hanging out with the poor folks, and they're all liberals up on Russian Hill. You mean they'd be offended to learn that he's taking the Islamofascists seriously and he wants to kill them?
Oh, of course. They live in their world of they're insulated. They don't deal with the real world, Michael. If they secretly turn on your program, they would never tell anybody that they do. But they want to hear the truth. They do listen to you. I swear they do. I can talk from the East Coast here, where I am, and they listen to you, but they don't tell their friends about it. It's a dirty little secret.
Well, I happen to know that in the Bay Area, San Francisco, Marin County as well, many of the liberal politicians secretly listen to the show, but they're afraid to tell anybody that they know I'm telling the truth. They're terrified. They're all solenterates.
And the thing would be that you're fair. See, you would listen to them. If they came on and actually spoke what they actually feel, you'd entertain them for a while. You'd listen to them, and then you'd tell them, you'd set them straight.
Well, how could anyone argue with one word that I said today? I'd like to know what I said today that was not true.
Well, you're on target with everything, and man, does it hurt. I mean,
it hurts me. Let me tell you something. I'm not feeling very well. I'm fighting some kind of internal cold. I have very bad allergies. It's in another studio that wasn't operational. I hadn't been here for a year in L.A., and I've had to reconstruct a lot of things. Right now, I still don't even have the clocks correct on my Telos equipment. I recognize your voice. You've got a great voice. You're an actor in Manhattan, correct?
I am, yes.
Would you have gone last night to the Grumman Chinese Theater if you were me, even though Weinstein was being given an award?
I have to tell you, I would have, because I'd be curious as to what would take place. I understand why you...
I was tempted to go... just to be inside the enemy camp and unknown. Remember, I'm not known because I'm not on television. But I would have thought it would have been good to just be an anonymous guy with a beard, you know, a gray beard, in that crowd. They wouldn't have known who I was. They probably would have thought I was one of them.
I would have loved to hear the report today. That's the one.
Oh, I know. I was going to go. I was with a group of four people, and the vote was, one said, I definitely don't want to go. I despise those people. The other one said, I'm indifferent. I could care less about people in Hollywood. Another one said, I'll go if you want to go. So it came down to me. And I said, you know what? I'd rather stay on the beach another hour and watch the sunset than listen to speeches over there.
Well, hey, you were having a good time. I can't blame you for that. But, hey, 2016 coming up, we'll get the tepid Jeb Bush. We'll get Hillary.
Oh, my God. Hey, why? Hasn't Jeb Bush said anything about Islamofascism or what he would do to fight them? How come he hasn't said a word?
What a stiff. Think about the choice, Michael. Bush and Hillary. We're back in the 1990s. We haven't gone forward yet.
It's a remember the show? There used to be a show, Dynasty, on television.
Of course, Joan Collins.
So, what's the latest show you're in? You're in a movie, a play, an ad? What are you doing?
Doing a David Mamet play called Oleana, which is about a professor and a student, and a fantastic two-character play. I'm doing it.
Do you still enjoy being an actor at your age? It's a tough world that you're in. You're in a tough world.
Yeah, well, you know, you always have to rely on someone else's approval, which doesn't float my boat. I don't like that aspect. I direct too, and I write, but I mostly, if someone asks me what I do for a living, I say I'm an actor. That's what I do. So I have to kind of, even at
yeah,
my
but it's a struggle, isn't it? A financial struggle. I mean, it's hard making a living at what you do.
Well, I've made a good living at it for about 28 years, and hopefully it'll continue. And
good. I didn't know, because I know a lot of actors who struggle. They just don't make the money that people think they do. There's only a very few actors who make real money. The rest of them are struggling. That's the truth.
Yeah, that is the truth. But some of us, we do a lot of theater, we do film, we do commercials.
Yes, but you're not leading the jet. You're not leading a life where you have your own Gulfstream and a mansion all over the world. I'm saying on the level of, let's say, Tom Cruise, for example.
Certainly not. And let me tell you about the talent level, Michael. Some of us that are you would know my face, but wouldn't know my name. You'd say, I recognize that guy's face, but that type of an actor. That's how I've lived.
No, I love character actors. I grew up with my father pointing them out to me. He used to love character actors more than the stars, and he would look for them in movies as I was a kid, and I grew up the same way. I still like to find certain character actors and watch how they perform. Anyway, my friend, it's good to speak with you. I know that such acting is not permitted in the world of ISIS. They hate theater, they hate art, they hate science, they hate poetry, they hate women, they hate feminism, they hate homosexuality, they hate virtually everything that makes up Western civilization, don't they?
Fortunately, you're right, and you know we can't let those things go by the wayside, Michael. We have to fight.
Well, as Winston Churchill said, we will fight them in the valley, we'll fight them in the mountains, we will fight them in the streets, but we will defeat them because they will not defeat us. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-I-N. So the Islamo-fascists are threatening to conquer Rome because they're not too far across the straits from Italy. Christians had their heads cut off. Obama is silent. The Pope said their blood confesses Christ. Reverend Graham said a storm is coming. Jews are fleeing Europe. And here in America, the people act as dumb as they actually are. But the question is, why is Obama silent on the decapitation of Christians and the killing of Jews in Europe? Why is he silent? Did he call the 21 families of the Coptic Christians and say that he had sympathy for them, or he's in solidarity with them, as they say on the left, as he did with the three Muslims who were killed by an atheist in North Carolina? He called the parents of the children. I guess they weren't just folks to him. They were Muslims who were killed by an atheist. But I guess the 21 Christians were just folks killed by a random act of violence by some violent extremists on that beach. In other words, you may see people in black clothes with their heads covered, as is the garb of the Islamo-fascist, with knives in their hands. And you may see poor Christian men with their heads bowed in orange jumpsuits. I can't imagine what would be going through their minds, these men. Why? Do you notice they're not screaming out? You notice they're not crying? Could you be that brave? What if you were one of those men? Look at the picture on the Drudge Report. The Christians before their head is about to be cut off slowly by your friends, the Islamo-fascists. And what would be going through your mind? Why are they not fighting? Why are they not screaming? Do you have any answer to that question? Can you imagine what had been done to them by these practitioners of the religion of peace to subdue them to this extent? Can you imagine what the practitioners of the religion of peace had done to these poor Christian men prior to this final act of cutting off their heads? What did they do to them to subdue them like this? Were the men not crying, they're not screaming, they're not begging? What do you think they did to them? These folks, these random extremists about to kill these random folks. I wonder what they did to them. Line number 5. Go ahead, please. You're up on the Savage Nation.
Hi, this is John from Jacksonville, Florida, WBOB.
Yes, sir.
They probably got them stoned on heroin so that relieves them so they don't rebel and put up too much of a struggle.
Oh, you mean ISIS is actually benevolent?
In a sort of way.
You mean the Islamo-fascists are benevolent and they're shooting up their victims with heroin prior to cutting off their heads?
That makes it more appealing.
Well, I would think that maybe Obama should have them to the White House for being humanitarian in their surgical removal of the head. Yeah, I mean, if they're using an anesthetic like heroin on the Christians or whoever they get their hands on, then maybe they could get a Nobel Prize as Obama and Al Gore did. Maybe the Nobel Committee should be aware of the fact that the men are subdued with some type of drug, and they're probably treating them better than we treat our own death row inmates before we execute them. I mean, that maybe they're an example for us here in America. We should find out what cocktail they're using. It's not a toxic cocktail like the ACLU says we use here in America, that which subdues the Christians before they have their heads cut off. So maybe ISIS has some advanced medical treatment for subduing people before executing them. I mean, you never know in this crazy world. The ACLU may approve of the cocktail they're using. Maybe we should import it into America. Yeah, okay, there's only so far we can go. So that's the world according to the Islamo-fascist. I was pleased to see that one of the European countries, I think Denmark, used the phrase Islamo-fascist over the weekend. We have time for one quick call. Line number 7, go ahead, please, fire away.
Hi, this is Mark, Sullivan County, WABC. I was wondering why they even have to use the term Islamic or radical Islamist. Why can't they ever use the term Islamist just as it is? Because they all sympathize one for another, and I never see them all criticizing the others. They sit.
Has one mosque in this country held a prayer vigil for the executed Christians?
I think their silence is deafening.
Has one mosque come out in the streets with candles and said, "We are in solidarity with our Christian brethren"?
Never, because they know.
What are they doing behind closed doors over there? How come the wonderful people at CAIR have such big mouths for anyone who says the truth? Where are they today? How have they condemned this act?
Never.
Never. So now we know who the fellow travelers are. Make no mistake about it. Just as Hitler had fellow travelers in America before World War II, who were called the German-American Bund, the B-U-N-D, there is an Islamo-fascist Bund in America. And they're in all 50 states, including Alaska. Some would say they're even in the White House. I wouldn't go that far. I'd say it goes farther than the White House. I'd say they're in the State Department and the White House. The Islamo-fascist Bund is everywhere. That's President's Day. Go golfing.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Part of the Danish community, and we wouldn't be the same without the Jewish community in Denmark. That this is not a conflict between Islam and the West. This is a conflict between the core values of our society and violent extremists.
You see, here's the problem. There's the nutshell right there. That's the crux of the problem. The good liberal leaders of the West, who are worthless in the face of terror, are continuing to repeat the mantra that it's not about Muslims and non-Muslims. They're repeating the same mantra that you've heard from the news media, from Obama, from all of those who try to control our common sense and our survival values themselves. It's not about Muslims and non-Muslims. Instead, it's some kind of lecture about the core values of our society and violent extremists. Yes, but all the violent extremists who are cutting off heads happen to be Muslim. So therefore, there must be some element of Islam involved in it, would you not say? They say that their name is ISIS, the Islamic State of Syria and Iraq. If they say they're an Islamic State, who are you to tell them that they're not an Islamic State? What, you're afraid of care? Who are you afraid of now? Who are you afraid of to tell you the truth? They call themselves Muslims. They say they're ISIS, Islamic State. So why are you telling them that they're not? Idiots! That's like saying this is not a conflict between Germans and, let us say, Poles when they invaded Poland. This is a conflict between the core values of our society and violent extremists without saying the word Nazi. If you're not going to define your enemy, you can't kill your enemy. But your enemy knows who you are, and your enemy will kill you as sure as I'm sitting here. Now they're boasting that they're going to head to Rome, that they'll take over Rome. And what are the Italians doing, playing foosball? The Italians are doing what? Seeing how good they look in a mirror? What are the Italian men doing, putting on jeans and looking at their behinds in a mirror? What kind of country is this? See, this is what happens when the West declines. You know, Otto Spengler wrote in the early 1900s, The Death of the West. And he predicted that as the West rose, it would eventually fall, because it would get fat and lazy in plain English, which it has. And he predicted that the Asians would rise. Little did he know he had it wrong. He had half the quotient correct. It's not the Asians who are threatening the world. It's not China threatening the world, is it? No, it's quite something different than that, is it not? The question is, how long can Obama get away with this without the American people rising up? Because the last poll I saw said that the number one item for most Americans who were polled, and this was by one of the mainstream, middle-of-the-road liberal polls. I don't remember which one it was. I can't remember their name. They're all about the same to me. It's a blur. But 70% of Americans said the greatest threat to America is the Islamic extremist called ISIS. Every American knows that the danger we are all in, because just last week, or was it the week before, the head of our FBI said that ISIS has sympathizers in 49 states, all states except Alaska. That's a chilling statement. What's more chilling, though, is that why don't they round them up and arrest them preemptively? What, are they afraid of some lawyer from NYU? They're afraid of some bubbling psychotic on drugs at Columbia Law, Harvard Law? What kind of country is this that we let psychotic lawyers tell the FBI or the CIA how to run their lives? The answer is, this is the kind of country we are, because we let a bunch of psychotic, drug-addicted lawyers dictate to the FBI and the CIA how to run our lives. And we'll all get killed because of it. You know, these are very difficult times for all of us. And don't think it's easy for me to sit here and say these things. It's very difficult to say them, because the gut-honest truth of what I'm saying to you is so apparent that you're hearing it. You're hearing every note of my intonation here. And you know the danger we are in. We've got a lot to talk about today, and it's agitating to talk about it. But the big question is, you're watching masked individuals line people up with knives in their hand and cut their heads off. The response from the world should be a total response. It should be bomb them off the face of the earth, kill them, their wives, and their children. Blow them off the face of the earth. If you've studied terrorism from the beginning of time, there is only one thing a terrorist understands, which is greater terror. We have the weapons, but we don't have the will. We have the weapons and we have a jellyfish in the White House, or worse. I'll be benevolent today, and I'll say Obama's a jellyfish. I will not say he's fighting for the other side. We have a jellyfish, and that's why the world is sitting here trembling. I watched the history of various and sundry terrorist groups through history. Let's say the Mongols. The Mongols did a similar thing. They killed everyone in a town when they invaded it. They invaded a city and they killed everybody in the city. Every man, woman, and child was slaughtered, and the rivers ran red with blood. Or, in another case, when the Vikings raided England, they would slaughter wholesale villages, and they would steal and plunder. And the only thing that any of these terror groups ever understood was a greater terror than the terror they were inflicting on the people. So why are we not annihilating them? Jordan attacked when they killed one of their own. Egypt attacked with their F-16s after the Islamo-fascist ISIS cut the heads off 21 Christians. But where is the United States of America? Why is Obama silent? It's heartbreaking to even have to ask the question. Is he a jellyfish, or is it something much worse than that? Egypt says it bombed ISIS targets in Libya because the Islamo-fascists cut the heads off 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians. You want to comment on any of this? You want to comment on why Obama is silent on the beheading? Let me read you some of the comments that have appeared on the blogs on the Christian beheadings and the silence of Obama. I will begin with the first. This person wrote, Obama, you can condemn all you want and talk is cheap. It is no longer a secret, and the Europeans are saying that the Saudi-led king specifically asked you not to annihilate ISIS and just keep them in check so ISIS can protect the Sunnis in Iraq and Syria. That comports with the politically correct bombing campaign you called for and explains the ongoing footsie playing you have been having with ISIS. The American people are bewildered, and they do not know what the late king asked you to do. You agreed to the late king's demands, but you could care less about the American person's frustration. Your European allies know that as well. And Erdogan is thumbing his nose at the world
Well, and on and on. Here's another one. According to Obama, since Christians had the Crusades, it's ISIS's turn now to do the killing. That is what I deduced from his high horse speech and his jellyfish approach to this problem. How dare they say this act of terror, with 21 heads being cut off? If Obama is worried about his legacy, he has none, except screwing up the United States and leaving up a screwed up world. I pray that we make it through the next 2 years and the story remain the United States of America. Next. Why does Obama and his idiot staff think they are dealing with? Who are they dealing with here? Calling acts despicable and condemning them might have worked with more civilized nations, such as Russia, during the Cold War. But they certainly won't work with barbarians named Muslim extremists. Only when Obama and all politicians realize that this is a religious war waged against anyone who isn't Muslim will appropriate actions be taken to stop IS and other radical factions. But Obama refuses to acknowledge this fact and refuses to understand that the only way to deal with barbarians is through overwhelming force, not political lectures. These people don't give a rat's behind about politics. They understand only two things: their radical Islamic views and overwhelming force that will remove them from the face of the earth, just as they are trying to remove Christians and other minorities in their community from the face of the earth. It's a very sad day, my friends, that we see the President of the United States silent at a time of the greatest atrocities I've seen in my lifetime. We heard so much about the horrors of the Ku Klux Klan, and horrors they were. And we all had such fear about white men in white robes. And there was one movie after another by Hollywood on the dangers of the Ku Klux Klan. We saw one movie after another produced by Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. And throw in Weinstein while you're at it. But Weinstein, Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg, have yet to produce one movie that I can tell which shows the Islamofascists for who they really are. The times, they certainly are a-changing, aren't they? So what was the political point of the Islamofascists cutting off the heads of these poor innocent workers? It was to terrorize the whole world and say, screw you, your bombing campaign means nothing. Tomorrow, it's Rome. We're on to Rome, we're on to Washington, we're on to Paris, we're on to every city in the world because you're afraid of us. And what do we hear from Obama? Nothing. Instead, that spokesmouth, that lousy war criminal of his, the spokesmouth gets up there and says something about, I don't know what he said. It has to be solved politically? Maybe tomorrow Obama will address the nation and help we, the ignorant masses, understand just what Christians did to bring this about. And then while he's at it, he can tell the Jews what they did wrong to have justified being killed. See, Obama's doing just about as little as necessary to give the appearance that he's trying to beat ISIS. But in doing, he is nothing in reality. That's why they're getting stronger each day, each week, and each month. Not a word about the 21 innocent Christians having their heads cut off by John Kerry, by the Republicans. I guess these were just some violent extremists killing some folks who were working there in Libya. Just some folks on the beach they found. And then he has the nerve to send out that lying, two-faced Goebbels of his, Josh Ernst, the new Goebbels, and say we need a political resolution? Did Obama call the 21 Christian families and offer condolences, as he did with the Carolina Muslim families killed over a parking space? I think not. So we're facing Hitler all over again, only this time he's more virulent. This is a more virulent form of Hitler, but you don't know that yet. And the only reason you don't know it yet is not because the individuals are any different than the Nazis, other than being more vicious. They just don't have any concentration camps for the Christians and Jews yet and the infidels. They have no Air Force yet, and they have no Navy yet. But what if they get a Navy? What if they capture a Western European nation and they inherit a Navy and an Air Force and a nuclear arsenal? Tell me what you're going to do then. Maybe a lecture on global warming would solve the problem. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. The civilized world is reeling. Not solely because 21 innocent Egyptian workers were lined up and had their heads cut off and then the decapitated heads put on their backs by these vermin called ISIS, but because of the silence of Barack Hussein Obama, the leader of France, leader of England, leader of Denmark. They've spoken out. But Obama says nothing. Why? The silence speaks volumes, does it not? Egypt bombed ISIS. America did nothing. The Pope said their blood confesses Christ. Reverend Graham said the storm is coming. Copenhagen is saying to the Jews, don't leave and don't go to Israel. Stay here, we need the Jews. Meanwhile, Jews are harassed all over Europe now as they were during the early days of Adolf Hitler. Only now Hitler is not speaking German, he's speaking Arabic. He is not writing German, he's writing Arabic. He is not marching to the Horst Wessel song. He is not reading Mein Kampf. No, they're reading another book. And yet we hear from the leaders of the West that this is not a conflict between Muslims and non-Muslims. This is a conflict between the values of our society and violent extremists. And they refuse to call them by their correct name. Muslims know who they are, but apparently the Prime Minister of Denmark doesn't know who they are. Apparently the President of the United States doesn't know who they are. The President of... Shall I go down the list? I haven't seen gravestones overturned, Jewish gravestones at that, hundreds of them in Germany, in my lifetime. Well, it just happened over the weekend. That was happening during the Hitler rise, during the late 30s, when the Nazis felt empowered. Their minions around the world were knocking over Jewish gravestones. They were attacking synagogues, spitting on Jews. And now it's happening again, only this time it's Arab Muslims all over the world. It's that simple. Who's doing it? Who's doing it? Hindus are doing it. Buddhists are doing it to Jews and Christians. Zoroastrians are doing it to Jews and Christians. Go stretch your imagination. Come up with which religion is doing it to Jews and Christians. Now they're saying we're gonna conquer Rome. That's their statement. They're boasting. They're saying they're going to conquer Rome. And the Italians are shaking in their boots. The Italian men are playing foosball and looking at their bodies in the mirror. The Italian men are looking how beautiful they are, telling themselves they're Italian stallions, shaking in their boots, begging NATO to come save them. But Egypt bombed ISIS because of the Christian beheading. Reverend Graham said a storm is coming. It's coming to this country. And yet our president is absolutely silent. Has he given a speech yet about Lincoln and George Washington on President's Day? Where is he? Where is the jellyfish? I'm reminded of a speech, by the way, that I've been meaning to tell you about since the show started. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a Democrat, obviously, and a liberal Democrat at that, and apparently, allegedly, one of Obama's mentors, gave a speech before he declared war on Germany, I believe. Where he said, I am a pacifist. If you can get the actual speech, FDR said, I am a pacifist. But at a certain point in time, even a pacifist must go to war to defend the values of the nation. And therefore today I'm declaring war against Germany. It was something along those lines. I thought it was the most remarkable speech I had heard in a long time. I just heard it last week on the History Channel, I think. And you could say, okay, Obama's a pacifist, as liberals are pacifists, fine. Well, I could tell you that I'm a pacifist conservative. But does that mean if a man is banging the door down of your house, you don't get out your shotgun and kill him the minute he pokes his ugly head through the door? I mean, what would you do in that case? Well, they're banging on our door right now. Only many of them are already in the door. Okay, the barbarians are through the gates because of liberalism. The barbarians are in every state of this nation except Alaska. How did the barbarians get here? Who let them in? I didn't. Those of us who've argued for borders, language, and culture certainly didn't want the barbarians admitted to the country. We've been warning you about it for 20 years. But you idiotic liberals said, oh, you know, we don't need borders. We're cosmopolitans. We don't need that nasty cracker nation called America. That's the Woody Allen view of the world.
Savage.